Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be cloudy. We'll have a high only around 69 degrees. Temperature-wise, cloudy in Kenosha, 58 at this hour, 55 in Burlington. It's 58 in Milwaukee, actually now 59 degrees, just changed, and it's 58 degrees in Racine. More than 2 million pounds of Oscar Mayer turkey bacon is being recalled after people reported getting sick after eating the product. Kraft Heinz, the parent company of Oscar Mayer, putting out the recall notice Tuesday because some of the turkey products may be adulterated, according to a release, and would therefore spoil before the best when used by date on the packaging. Turkey bacon produced between May 31st and August the 6th. The plaintiffs in a federal civil rights lawsuit against the city of Racine, the mayor, and several other defendants who allege they were driven out of the bar business with an elaborate plot have filed court briefs now to drop the racketeering and corruption allegations. Trial is still scheduled November the 16th in the case, which boils down to alleged violation of civil rights by Mayor John Dickert, Alderman Jim Kaplan, former Alderman Greg Helding, David Mack, and Aaron Wisniewski, former Police Chief Kurt Wallen, and former Mayor Gary Becker. The five former bar owners originally cited violations of what is commonly called the RICO statute, which stands for Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations. Dropping those claims removes three other defendants, non-elected officials, from the case. The remaining defendants are going to be asking the court today to drop the rest of the charges in a filing. Well, even though there's been a rather noticeable increase in the number of bicycle-related fatalities in Wisconsin this year, Dave Cheslevich is with the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin, says riding a bike is actually a lot safer these days.
If we look at the number of crashes per 1,000 cyclists, they're down actually considerably in the last several years. They're down from about 57 per 1,000 to about 49 per 1,000 cyclists.
State Department of Transportation says to this point, 9 bicyclists have been struck and killed by motor vehicles. That is 5 more than all of last year. Latest was a man from Germantown. Racine police have put out detailed information about the August 22nd apprehension of a man from Kenosha, accused of stalking his ex-girlfriend and threatening to shoot up her place of employment. But his relatives claim that officers used excessive force, including a canine that was brought in to bite the man in the hip. 30-year-old Joshua Ammon, wanted in both Racine and Kenosha for allegedly harassing his former girlfriend, including threats of harm. Officers spotted him driving near Washington Avenue and West Boulevard, but stopped the vehicle and then Ammon ran, according to reports. When caught near Grove Avenue, it's alleged an officer was hurt while trying to detain him in the arresting procedure. News release from the department says taser deployment failed, so they tried to bring the encounter to an end using canine Odin, deployed after Ammon was warned about the dog. The release adding that during the incident, Ammon made suicidal statements referencing not going back to prison. All this caught on video, by the way, which has Ammon's relatives claiming excessive force. Ammon's going to be back in court a week from today. A 15-year-old Racine teenager accused of handing a gun to another teen who then fired that weapon several times, bullet striking a home, sentenced to 5 years in prison by Racine County Judge John Jude, who also gave Jimmy Carter 5 years of extended supervision and 5 years of probation. Carter pleading guilty in June to 3 counts of being party to first-degree reckless endangerment of safety. A charge of attempted homicide was dismissed. The teen accused of pulling the trigger in the case also found guilty on related charges. He is also off to prison. There's a report out from the State Department of Health Services that shows abortions performed in Wisconsin dropped by 10% last year.
The annual report shows there were 5,800 induced abortions in the state in 2014, down from about 6,400 the year before. Women between the ages of 20 and 24 accounted for 34% of abortions to Wisconsin residents, the largest category by far. About 13% were for women 35 or older, while 196 minors received abortions. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And Racine police investigating a reported robbery late last night of the SF Food Mart at 1347 Lathrop Avenue on the city's west side. The initial reports had a white male about 6 feet tall in a mask and jeans getting away in an unknown direction. 911 call coming in just before midnight. The all-inclusive Kenosha Dream Playground being constructed at Petsky Park is on target after the organizer of that project says the first phase of putting it together went very well. Tammy Conforti says that while they could have used a little more help on the late shift, the number of volunteers, especially tradespeople, was amazing. But she points out this is a community project and it's people from all walks of life who showed up to help. Plans call for finishing the playground project, beginning with work on Labor Day and then lasting until September the 12th, if necessary. Conforti says that they're still actively recruiting volunteers, really hoping to get some additional skilled carpenters, roofers, and others who've worked on previous construction projects. Three seasonal Parks Department employees for Racine County this summer honored recently for their response to a crop-dusting helicopter that crashed in a field near Highways 20 and 75 about 3 weeks ago. The pilot from that incident taken to Frederick Hospital. Last night at the Racine County Board meeting, Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson explained how the trio, all college students based at Fisher Park, reacted without hesitation to the incident and likely helped to save that man's life.
They went above and beyond their work duties and out of instinct to be good Samaritans. I'm sorry they couldn't be here tonight because they're three delightful individuals. But we should be very proud of these three folks and, again, their efforts. We didn't want it to go unnoticed.
Christian Jensen, Valerie Neuer, Hannah Waldron couldn't attend the county board meeting. They're prepping for the new school year at their respective colleges, UW-Madison and Platteville and St. Louis University. Anderson, though, hoping that all three will come back next summer to work for them because of what the outstanding job that they did this summer for Racine County. A three-year extension of a lease agreement between Racine County and the Racine Heritage Museum approved by the county board last night. It covers two sites, actually, including the main building at 7th and Main downtown for $1 rent. There's the storage of certain artifacts at the Isgrove Government Complex. County Board unanimously approving that lease agreement. Kenosha Unified School Board last night rejecting a proposed policy to set up a student advisory council designed to give high school students a voice in the affairs of the district. Students, though, will be offered the chance to make their voices heard through some different channels. Beth Ormseth, the assistant superintendent of school leadership, said that based on the feedback of students and board members, she would meet regularly with students in the district's high schools to talk about various issues.
By working with some of the high schools that have elected student governments and having people from this building come to them and hearing it on their terms, I think you're going to have much more participation as it relates to a meeting right after school where I'm going to be waiting for them, as opposed to coming here, you know, and having, you know, Kringle and coffee for them.
Board voted 4-2 against the Student Advisory Council policy. And some new red kangaroos are at the Racine Zoological Society's digs on the lakefront. 5 red kangaroos, a male and 4 females, on loan from the St. Louis Zoo, joining the zoo's existing mob, and that's what they're called, of 2 female kangaroos. They're going to be on exhibit in the zoo's interactive Walkabout Creek exhibit, which also includes wallaroos and emu. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. You can listen to our newscasts in podcast form. It's in the local news section on our webpage. And also at WRJN News is where you get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.